well-known question that's asked around this time of year is why there's no bracha of Shehiyanu on the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. Many answers, this question has already bothered the Rishonim 1,000 years ago. Many answers are put forth. Some suggest we're Yotze with the Shehiyanu of Pesach. Pesach's the day before, we said a Shehiyanu, so it's the following night, so we're Yotze with that bracha. The Baal Hamar, one of the great Rishonim, suggests that maybe it's somewhat of a sad mitzvah. After all, we count from the Karban HaOmer, the Karban which we can't bring Bizman Hazeh. Tragically, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So it's somewhat tinged with sadness to make a Shehiyanu, which symbolizes our happiness, symbolizes the height of Simcha, to make a Shehiyanu would be inappropriate, says the Baal Hamar. Rav Soloveitchik, though, suggested another idea, found earlier in the Levush. And that is, maybe the bracha of Shehiyanu is anti-definitional to the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. Because after all, Sviras HaOmer is counting. We count towards Shavuos. We count towards Kabbalas HaTorah. We're not there yet. That's what counting is all about. We're counting towards something. Shehiyanu means Shehiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu wazman hazeh. We got there already. We're happy we're here. You can't make Shehiyanu at the beginning of Sviras HaOmer. It's against the nature of the mitzvah. It goes against everything that Sviras HaOmer is all about. Svir is counting towards something. Shehiyanu means you're already there. We'll have a Shehiyanu on Shavuos, but we don't make one when we start, because we're not there yet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 4 days until we are there. And 4 days from now, we are all going to celebrate our own personal Kabbalas HaTorah. And hopefully, we've been preparing over the past few weeks. We're already in the 40s. Let us try to analyze together through the sources. I think they made more of the sources that should be around on the tables. How best we could get ready to say the Shehiyanu on Shavuos, on the day of Kabbalas HaTorah, the day we're counting towards over the past few weeks. What we are going to do to try to glean messages from Chazal is to try to look through the prism of Pirkei Avos, the Sefer that is learned at this time of year, which we'll talk about in a minute, and hopefully through asking 4 questions on Pirkei Avos and coming up with the answers, we'll be able to learn messages about Pirkei Avos in particular, and about this time of year, and in general, how to be a better Oved Hashem. Question 1. The Rama writes in source number 1, V'nahagu shelo l'kvoa medrish be'mincha l'mayriv, aval omrim pirkei avos b'kayitz, v'shir hamalas b'choref. As we know, there's a minhag at this time of year to learn pirkei avos, and all the sederim is after mincha and Shabbos. Pirkei avos, between Pesach and Shavuos, 6 weeks, 6 prakim, 6 shabbosim, 6 prakim at pirkei avos. Question number 1 is, why specifically does our tradition tell us to learn Pirkei Avos at this time of year? Obviously, we can learn it at any time of year, but the Rama quotes it specifically in the Kayetz, the summer, starting with Yemei HaSvira, and then expanding into the summer months as well. But the real first minhag, the early minhag, is to learn it during the Yemei HaSvira. Why specifically is Pirkei Avos a suited limud for this time of year? Second question. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which many of us are familiar with, in source number 2. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe brought down the Torah from Hashem. Musar al Yoshua gave it to Yoshua, his faithful student. Yoshua al Zakenim, he gave it to the elders. V'zakenim l'neviim, to the prophets. V'neviim masaru al ha'anshe knesses ha'gadola. Beautiful Mishnah. The chain of the Mesorah, the chain of our tradition, going all the way from Har Sinai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the way down to Moshe, Yeshua, and the Zakenim. The Mishnah itself is not controversial. Where the Mishnah is placed is somewhat controversial and requires elaboration. Because if we think about this Mishnah, where should this Mishnah be? If we were writing the Mishnayos, if we were Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, we would put this Mishnah, the source of it all, Moshe kibel Torah Misinai, Misrael Yoshua, an amazing Mishnah. Where should this Mishnah be? Beginning of Brachas, the beginning of Shisa Sidrei Mishnah, the beginning of all Mishnayos. This Mishnah is the source of it all. Yet Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi saw fit to tuck this Mishnah away all the way at the end of Seder Nezikin, the fourth Seder, at the end, right before Pirkei Avos. Okay? Beautiful Mishnah. But what's it doing there? The first four Sedarim, all the way at the end. The first Mishnah seems to be suited specifically to Pirkei Avos. What is it about the Shalshelas HaMesorah, about the chain going back to Har Sinai, that made Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put this Mishnah here and not at the beginning of Shas, and not before Me'ema Sikari? A third question, somewhat of a minor question, and that is the name, Pirkei Avos. Why is it called Pirkei Avos? Yes, our Avos had Midos Tovos, but is there something deeper about the name Avos and it's not being called Pirkei Midos or Meseches Derech Eretz, as there is another Mesechta called Meseches Derech Eretz? And finally, the fourth question, by way of introduction, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us in source number 3, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek La'olam Haba. Every Jew has a portion in the world to come, has a chelek in Olam Haba. Shenemar V'yamei Kulam Tzadikim La'olam Yirshu Aretz Netzer Matai Ma'aseh Yadai L'Hispayer. As we see in the title, this is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Yet Klal Yisrael has the minhag. Whenever we learn Pirkei Avos, we either start or finish with this Mishnah. When the Rav gives a shir Pirkei Avos, either he starts off with Klal Yisrael, if you look in the Siddurim, before every Perek, or after every Perek, depending on the Siddur, this Mishnah is quoted. This Mishnah is from Sanhedrin. It's not in Pirkei Avos. Why exactly, where did this minhag develop from to recite this Mishnah of Klal Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelek, La'olam Haba, either before or after every time you learn Pirkei Avos? So again, why specifically this time of year? Why does the first Mishnah in Avos where it is? Why is it called Avos? And why is there a minhag to study this Mishnah of some Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek La'olam Haba? The first half of today's discussion will be the first question. So don't get worried. The most of the time will be on the first question, and the other questions will be answered in the second part. The first question, why specifically do we learn Pirkei Avos at this time of year? There is a suggestion given by Rav Avadi Yosef in his commentary on Pirkei Avos called Anaf Eitz Avos. It's a little misprint in source number 4. It's a commentary. Anybody wants a commentary filled with stories and pshatim? Rav Avadi Yosef, his commentary, Anaf Eitz Avos. He says one suggestion, V'hatam shenogin likros meseches Avos b'shabasos bein Pesach la'atzeres. Why? I'm on line 2 in source number 4. Ki biyamim eila shatkufas ha'aviv. Svira is the springtime. The birds are chirping. It's sunny outside. Every teacher could relate to what we're about to read. Yotze ha'adam l'tayel besados deshe v'lismachim chaverav. There's more of a Yetzirah to go outside. Spring fever is in the air. Baseball season has started. The students are looking elsewhere. The students have a lot more in their minds. We, as students of the Torah, have a lot on our minds, thinking of vacation plans. It's the post-Pesach syndrome, says Rav Avadi Yosef. The springtime, there's a lot more distractions in place in front of us. It could be a person might get confused, might get distracted by what he really wants to do. So says Rav Avadia, Dafka, at this time of year, right at the Pesach, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, start learning Pirkei Avos. A Sur Meira type of approach. Nothing specifically positive, but we must balance the rest of the world at this time of year. Thus we start learning Pirkei Avos. Continuing where it's underlined, Lachei Nagu Likros Bizman Azeh Meseches Avos, Shekula Divrei Musar V'Derech Eretz U'Midas Tovos. The whole Pirkei Avos is about becoming a better person, interpersonal relationships. Shlomaan nasur midarkenu hara v'nidbach v'derech avoseinu hayishar. Okay, that's one suggestion. More, as I said, of a balancing all the other distractions. But maybe there's a more positive approach that we could suggest based on other sources. We'll first ask one more question. And that is, we're all familiar with the Gemara in Yevamos, in source number 5. Where the Gemara tells us what happened at this time of year. The Gemara tells us, Amru, Shneimasar, the bottom of the first page, Shneimasar, Elav Zugim, Talmidim, Harilal, Rabbi Akiva, Migeres, Vad, Antiparis. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 Talmidim, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. V'kulan Mesu, B'perak Echad, B'bnei Shlo, Nagu, Kavo, Zebazet. They all tragically died during this at one time, B'perak Echad, because they were not Noe, Kavo, Zebazet. They did not act respectfully towards one another. And the Olam was Shamein, the Torah world was desolate, until Rabbi Akiva started again and taught new Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, etc. The next line of the Gemara says, when was this specific time period? As we know, second to last line, Tana Kula Mesu Mi Pesach Ve'Aratzeres. They all died between Pesach and Shavuos. That's the Masorah that we have. Interestingly, not for now, but parenthetically, there is nowhere in Shas where there are Nihugim of Avelus mentioned for Yemei HaSvira. The only thing we know about Yemei HaSvira from the Gemara is that this occurred in the time of the Gaonim and the Rishonim following the Gemara. That's when the Minhagim started of no weddings and no haircuts, etc. That is not in the Gemara anywhere. The story in the Gemara is that they died in Pesach at Shavuos, but that is why there are certain kulas that we're allowed to have because this is nowhere in the Gemara. But the story is in the Gemara that they all died between Pesach and Shavuos. Many questions are asked on this Gemara. We'll suffice with one. Why specifically at this time of year? They were lo nagu kavo zebazeh. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit that they had to tragically take all of them away at one time of year. 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. Why dafka between Pesach and Shavuos? Why specifically were they taken away from us and from Klal Yisrael at this time of year? As we will see in the following Makoros, and this will answer this question, and ultimately will answer the first question. Between Pesach and Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put it into the nature of these days, into the Yemei HaSvira, days of improvement, days of preparation, days of Hachana for Kabbalah HaTorah. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Emor, on the Pasuk, now we're in source 6, Usfartem Lachem Imachras HaShabbos. We have to count 7 weeks. Ask the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, why seven? Why 7 weeks? It doesn't even say 50 days, 49 days. It says 7 weeks. Why seven? Says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, quoting a Zohar, the end of line 2. Ki letzad shahayu betumas Mitzrayim, since we were all ritually impure in Egypt, v'ratza Hashem lehizdavig le'umazu, Hashem wants to marry us. Hashem wants to have a chuppah with us on Shavuos. We marry him. Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have an eternal loving relationship. Says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, what happens before a marriage? A woman has to count Shiva Nikiyim. A woman has to count 7 clean days. Says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, Klal Yisrael counts 7 clean weeks before we get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tziva sheyisperu Shiva Shavuos va'az yu mechsharim lachnisasam kala l'chupa. We'll be ready. It's the nature of these days. These are our Shiva Nikiyim. These are our weeks of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting clean for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet you may ask, says the Aruch Haim, weeks versus days, it's not a good parallel. V'hagam ki sham zayin yamin v'kshikan seva zayin shavuos. One might say, how could you compare weeks and days? He says, not a problem. L'tzad haflagas ha-tumah, either because the tumah that we were involved in and steeped in Mitzrayim was qualitatively different than any other tumah we've ever been involved in. That's why you need weeks. Or, which is the simple answer, v'gam ha-yosel b'chlalis Yisrael. We're dealing with a nation. We're not dealing with an individual. A nation requires more. Shi'ar ha-tmim deyos ki-chein mishpatam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, 7 weeks is what is needed. And that is what is meant in the Pasuk, says the Aruch Haim, continuing, Usfartam lachem, pirish, sibas hasvira zuhi l'sibaschem, l'taraschem, usfartam lachem, count for yourself, because this is a way that you could get ready to prepare to marry me, to be get ready for the great wedding, b'yom chasunas libo, as it says in Shir HaShirim, zu yom kabbalas haTorah. So in the nature of these days of Yemei HaSvira, it's a time to get ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's even a Hosafa on this idea from Reb Leib Eger, in source number 7, is quoted in the Haggadah of the Talalei Oros. Another reason why there's a minhag to put on a kittel at the Seder. Various reasons are given. But maybe similar to an Isha who is starting to count her Shiva Nikiyim, she puts on Levanim. She puts on white, in the days of the Gemara, white robes. So too, as Klal Yisrael start, we start our Shiva Nikiyim to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we put on a kittel, symbolizing we're starting to wear white. We're starting to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Another source which points in this direction, that this time of year is a time to get ready, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to prepare ourselves, to work on ourselves, is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in the bottom source, in Siman Tav Pei Tes, he notes that Yemei HaSvira are surrounded by two poles, two special sacrifices, one that starts Yemei HaSvira, and one that finishes Yemei HaSvira. The name, Sviras HaOmer. Omer, we start counting from the Karban HaOmer. On the second day of Pesach, a special Karban was brought in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and we count towards the special Karban that is brought from flour on Shavuos, called the Shtei HaLechem. Another special Karban that's only brought once a year. The Karban HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem. What's the difference between these two Karbanos? The Aruch HaShulchan notes, based on the Psukim, it's in the Psukim, The Omer brought on Pesach is made out of barley, Seorim, while the carbon of the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos is made out of wheat, made out of Chitim. What's the symbolism? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, reading where it's underlined in the middle of Source 8. The second line that's underlined, Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Lahavi Karbanos B'tchilas HaMinyin Me'omer Seorim. We are commanded to bring sacrifices right when we start counting, made out of barley, ubisofo mechitim, and at the end from wheat, laharos, to teach us the bilti haTorah anachnu kibehemos nidbe shema achalam saorim. Barley in Chazal is known as animal fodder. Saorim is fed to animals. Chitim is food for human consumption. Sfiras haOmer, we go from the level of ma'achal behema to the level of Ma'achal Adam. It's a time of Tara. It's a time of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time for us to really become mention, to be able to marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, from the Aruch HaShulchan, this time of year, it's in the nature of these days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's a time to prepare. It's a time to get ready to be close to Him. What better way now? We say, and as we'll see in a number of sources, what better way to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to achieve the ultimate in Bein Adam LaMakom, to work on our Bein Adam LaChavero, to study Pirkei Avos. As we will see, Pirkei Avos, working on our interpersonal relationships, Bein Adam LaChavero, is a prerequisite, is the first step in coming to the ultimate day, Kabbalah HaTorah, when we can have the ultimate in Bein Adam LaMakom. Maybe that is why I suggest a number of commentaries on Pirkei Avos. I gave it to you in Source 9 from a sefer called Sefer Iyunim, with Pirkei Avos, an anonymous commentary. Yotze Eifo, Shenesina Satona HaEfsharis, getting the Torah, have the ultimate in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only possible. Rak Lemisha Kanalatzmo Midos Tovos. Only after we have inculcated in ourselves the Midos, Bechinas Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. As the Bali Musar say that yesterday, the Shabbos before Shavuos also has a special name. The Shabbos before Pesach is Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shuva. The Shabbos before Shavuos is Shabbos Derech Eretz. Because Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah. What better way to get closer and prepare in these days of preparation? Rather, nothing better to do during these weeks than to study Pirkei Avos, which is all about Bein Adam LaChavero. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, and we'll see a number of sources which point in this direction, that Bein Adam LaChavero is the prerequisite for Bein Adam LaMakom. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, I'm sorry, in Source 10, the wrong Mishnah is there. Gimel Yugimel, I sent the source in, but in different versions of Pirkei Avos, the Mishnahis are a little off. But I'll tell it to you, many are familiar with the Mishnah. In my version of Pirkei Avos, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yugimel, the Mishnah says, Kol Sharuach HaBrios Nocha Heimenu, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Heimenu. If somebody gets along with people, Ruach HaBrios Nocha Heimenu, people like him, people like her, then Ruach HaMakom Nocha Heimenu. The first step being the Bein Adam LaChavero. Rav Chaim Vital, the star pupil of the Arizal HaKadosh, writes and asks the question in source 11, why is there no mitzvah to have midos tovos? There's no mitzvah to be a nice person. Okay, generally we have yahath l'recha kamocha, but there's no specific mitzvah to be a nice person. There's no avera, not to get angry. Many mitzvahs have that message, but there's no specific mitzvah of midos tovos. Ask Rav Chaim Vital, why not? So says Rav Chaim Vital, you know why? Because mitzvahs cannot exist without midos tovos. Midos tovos is a prerequisite for all mitzvos. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah. It comes before all other mitzvahs. L'mashal, another example where this comes up, the Bahag, the Baal HaLachos Gedolos, one of the great Gaonim, in his Minyan HaMitzvos, we know many of the Gaonim and the Rishonim have their own 613. Everybody agrees that there are 613 mitzvos, but everybody argues, what are those mitzvos? The Bahag in his Minyan does not count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah. Does not count belief in God as a mitzvah. And the Rambam Maimonides takes him to task and says, out of any mitzvah that you could count, wouldn't Anochi Hashem Elokecha be the mitzvah? You don't count that one? So the Rambam leaves the Bahag Tzarech Iyin. He says, I don't understand. The Bahag doesn't count. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, believing in God? That's the greatest mitzvah. That's the most basic mitzvah. Says the Ramban in defense of the Bahag. The Ramban says, I agree with the Rambam, but I have to defend the Bahag. He says, you know what the Bahag must think? That you can't have the concept of mitzvah without a mitzvah, without a commander. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a prerequisite for mitzvos. It's not a mitzvah. It's a prerequisite for all other mitzvahs. So counting it as a mitzvah would even be minimizing its importance. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is first step. Then comes all the mitzvahs. Says Rav Chaim Vital, Midas Tovos is the first step. And then comes the other mitzvahs. Rav Chaim Vital in Source 11, B'sifro Shari Kedusha Kosev Shebet Torah Lo Niskarim Klal and Yani Hamidos. There is nowhere where it says in the Torah, be a good person. Lufisha Hamidos Einam Chelek Mitaryag Mitzvos. It's not part of the mitzvahs. The Hamidos Einam HaYisod. They're the base, HaReka, the background. V'ha'achana Ha'ikaris L'chol Taryag Mitzvos. It's the prerequisite. Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nocha Heimenu, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Heimenu. At this time of year, when we prepare to meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what better way to prepare is by focusing on the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, by learning Pirkei Avos. This idea might also help us understand the entire structure of the first sefer and a half of our Torah. The first Rashi al Torah quotes Amar Rabbi Yitzchak in source number 12. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, big mystery who this Rabbi Yitzchak is. Some suggested it's Rashi's father, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki. He wanted to start his famous commentary with his father. Most assume it's not. It's a different Rabbi Yitzchak. But either way, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo hayatzarech lahaskalas haTorah ela meachodesh hazelachem. The Torah should have started with the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Achodesh Hazelachem. Why didn't it? Shehi mitzvah rishona shenistava by Yisrael. It's the first mitzvah. Third word on line two, Umatam Pasach Bebereishis. Why is the story of creation written at the beginning of our Torah? What does that teach us? Mishum, as the Pasach says, Koach Masav Higid Liyamo, Los Yisrael Nachlas Goyim. It's to teach us who Eretz Yisrael, which nation is in charge of Eretz Yisrael? Shem Yomer Umos Ha'olam LiYisrael. Listen, Matem. If other nations of the world tell the Jewish people, "You stole our land," Shekivashtem Arta Shiva Goyim, Yoshua Ben Nun, Klal Yisrael came into the land of Israel and took it away. Heim Omrim Lahem Kol Aretz LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael could say, "Hashem created the world. We didn't steal it. He created it." Hu Bra'a Unesan Al Asher Yashar Be'Enav. He gave it to a certain group for a certain amount of time. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be ours now. So Rashi says that's why Bereishis is there. Bereishis bara Elokim, so we all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Ask many of the commentaries on Rashi. This helps us understand Parshas Bereishis. But what about the next 12 Parshios? What about Noach, Lech Lecha Vayera, etc., Smos Vayera? HaKodesh is Elohim, the Torah should start off with. So what does Rashi answer? We have to have Maisa Bereishis. What about the rest of the Parshas Sefer Bereishis? That's not answered by Rashi's answer. Why is Noah? Why is the story of the Avos there? Why is Shmos and Ve'era there? So skip from Parshas Bereishis to HaKodesh is Elohim. What about the rest of Sefer Bereishis? Why is that there? Says the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiv HaShalom, in source 13, after quoting the Rashi, in the first paragraph, the top right, five lines from the bottom of that paragraph, it's Sarach Biur, Tzadik Beis, this requires elaboration. Shahari lo nisyashiv bazeh, ele inyan ha-parsha harishona. This explains the first parsha. Bo nemar seder habriya, v'shakol ha-aresh ha-kodesh baruch hu. That explains the first parsha. Aval adayim lo mavur inyan shal shar parshios, ad ha-kodesh ha-zalachem. So what are the other parshas doing there? Says the Nesiv HaShalom, ha-kodesh ha-zalachem starts Torah, starts mitzvos. But derech eretz, kadma la-Torah. The prerequisite before we get to the mitzvahs, as Reb Chaim Vital says, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kosher Ruach Habrios Nocheimenu, Ruach Hamakam Nocheimenu, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. First we have to learn about Midos. First we have to learn about our own personality traits. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, if you look at the beginning of the Torah, leaving out the Chet of Adam and Chava for now, because that's a separate topic, that's a separate type of Avera, which is the basis for a lot of separate shiur. But right after that, there were three other sins that were committed by the people of the world. Three other sins. The chait of Cain and Hevel, the chait of the Dor HaMabul, the flood, and the chait of the Dor HaFlaga, the Tower of Babel. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, Hakina, Vahataiva, Vahakavod, Motzien Es HaAdam Min HaOlam. There are three evil character traits, which we had to learn the evil quality of these traits in Sefer Bereishis. Kayin kinning Hevel. There is no greater act of kinna, act of jealousy. He took his carbon, not mine. Hakinna. Dor HaMabul. The two major averos which the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us were committed were Gezel and Arayos. Taiva. Yearning for more. And of course, the Dor HaFlaga, building a tower, trying to compete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavod. Hakina, Vahataiva, Vahakavod. Motzien Es HaAdam Min HaOlam. That's what he says on the top of the left column. Fourth, third line. Kigimol Avos HaTomesh Al Midos HaRos. Heim Hakina, Vahataiva, Vahakavod. Shemehem Misasim, Kol Amidos HaRos. Every bad, evil trait at root is one of these three. Kina Taiva had kavod, Hamotinas Adam in Ha'olam. And he quotes the story of Cain. Right? Hashem turned to his carbon. Look what Kina does. Look what jealousy does. Skipping down a couple lines where I wrote number two. V'yachachsiv inyan dar ha-mabul. Shepagam dar ha-mabul ha-yi b'taivas. U'kamo sh'amar chazal she'gezel v'arayis he'invarim sh'nafsha shal adam mecham dasan. Taiva. And finally, the Dor HaFlaga, where line three, so number three is Shehaya Inyan Kavod. Haven Nibna Lanu Ir Umigdal Varosha Bashamayim V'Nasa Lanu Shame. He does not continue the thought, but he might assume, without writing this, that maybe the Avos parallel each of these as well, and are Masakein each of these Midos respectively, and in that way teach us Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. We know Avram Avinu's Mida is the Midah of Chesed, the Midah of giving, the Midah of sharing, the opposite of Kinnah. The Tikkun of Kinnah is Avram Avinu's Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu is Gvura, Ezehi Gibor, Hakovesh Etz Yitzro. Inner fortitude, inner strength, the opposite of Taiva, where we let go of our lusts and urges. Yitzchak is a Tikkun for Taiva. And finally, Yaakov Avinu is Emes. Emes means I know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me, what position I should have, and where I should be. The opposite of kavod, always yearning for a higher position. Always yearning for something that I'm not, for a position that's higher than me. Yaakov Avinu's Emes is Misakein, the kavod of the Dor HaFlaga. So the entire Sefer Bereishis, after Parshas Bereishis, is meant to teach us Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. The prerequisite before Achodesh Zalachem is Midos. Kol Sheruach Habrios Nocheheimenu, Ruach HaMakom Nocheheimenu. The Chaim Vital says, it's not a mitzvah, it's the prerequisite for all mitzvahs. The Nesiv HaShalom says, before we can even get there to the Achodesh Zalachem, we have to work on ourselves. Why did Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim specifically die at this time of year? As we've just discussed, In this time of year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put it into the nature of the Bria. This is a time of preparation. This is a time of improvement. This is a time of having Shiva Nekiyim to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What better way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working on our Ben Adam HaChavero, as we've seen. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim specifically lacked this trait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically, tragically took them away at this time of year. Because this is the time of year where this midah, which they lacked, specifically is prevalent in Klal Yisrael. It's in the nation to take advantage of these midos. Specifically now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them away. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, at this time of year, we're supposed to focus on our Ben Adam LaChaveiro as a first step before coming to Hashem on Shvuas Ben Adam LaMakom. Let's now turn to the second question that we asked at the beginning. And again, this part is shorter than the first question. Why is the Mishnah at the beginning of Avos where it is? Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, one would think this Mishnah should be at the beginning of Shas, the beginning of Brachos. Why is it here at the beginning of Pirkei Avos? Says Rabbi Yavadi Bibar Tanura, one of the great commentaries on the Mishnais. Where is it? I skipped it. It's on the bottom of the page. Source 14. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Omer Ani, says Rabbi Yavadi Bibar Tanura, Lefisha Mesechah Zu Eina Miyusedes Al Pirish Mitzvah Mi Mitzvahs HaTorah Kishar Mesech Tashebe Mishnah. Pirkei Avos is not about halacha. Pirkei Avos is not about any law. There's no halacha in Pirkei Avos. It's all Musar. It's all Derech Eretz. It's all about smiling at each other. It's all about greeting people. It's all about attitudes. It's all about midos. It's all about not rejoicing when our enemies fall. There's no halacha in Pirkei Avos. Says Rabbi Yavadi Bibar Tanura, Ela kula musar mumidos. V'chachmei ulmos ha'olam gamkeim chibru svarim kamosh badam yilibar medarki ha'musar. Every nation of the world has their ethicists. Every nation of the world come up with their own laws of interpersonal relationships. This is ethical. This is not ethical. Says Rabbi Yavadi Bibar Tanura the Rav, at the beginning of Brachos, at the beginning of Shabbos, Erev, and Baba Kama, we don't need a Mishnah that says, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Umisarel Yoshua, going back to Sinai. Brachos is obvious that it comes from Har Sinai. Halacha, where else does it come from? Who else would tell us about a Shor HaMuad and a Shor HaTam? Who else would tell us about a Karban Ola and a Karban Shlamim? You don't need a Mishnah at the beginning of any other Masechta, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Start reading and you'll realize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Pirkei Avos, it's all about ethics. It's all about how to deal with each other. There, we very well might have thought that great rabbis a long time ago came up with everything herein. Great rabbis made this up. At the beginning of Pirkei Avos, says Rabbi Avadia, we write, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Our ethics come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our ethics come from Har Sinai. Because when we deal with ethics, as we know in many fields, there's a slippery slope. When we might think we're helping a patient, we might actually be killing the patients. What we think might be good and ethical might be unethical and tragic and sinful. So specifically at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, says Rabbi Yavadi Bibar Tanura, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, as we read the end of the second line, L'fichach hiskel latana b'mesech hazu, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, lomer lecha, shahamidos v'hamusarim shebezu ha'mesechta, these ethics, lo badu osam chachmi ha'mishnah mi'libam. Our great rabbis, no matter how great they are, the source of it is not from them. Ela af elu ne'emru misinai. Our ethics are divine. Our ethics are not man-made. Our ethics come from HaKadosh Baruch. Ravadi Yosef in Anaf Eitz Avos suggests, to answer the third question, this maybe is why Pirkei Avos is called Avos. To teach us that these Musarim, these ethics, in Source 15, start off and go all the way back to our Avos, all the way going back to Har Sinai. In the middle of that paragraph in Source 15, line 7 or so, by a period, V'o nasnu tam acher amashe nikris meseches avos, ki kol chachmei ha'umos ha'olam, ki sherosam ha'ochiyach esimam. When any other leader of any other nation wants to rebuke their people, bodim mi libam divrei tochachos umusra pidaitam, They have their own Bible. They have their own rules. Divrei Hevel v'Ras Ruach. Ubalomar. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi comes and tells us, Shelo tachshov, do not think, Shagam Rabbi Hoseinu Zal Shabu Musarim Eila, our great ethicists, Badu Hadvar Milimim Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, don't think that these came from a human source. Elokulam Nitno Meroa Ach Echad Mehar Sinai, Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's been passed down through every Av. Hence, Pirkei Avos. If we put together the two ideas that we've mentioned so far, I think they dovetail very nicely. The first half of the shiur was about Ben Adam LaChaveiro being a first step and a prerequisite for Ben Adam LaMakom. That's the basis. That's Rav Chaim Vital. There is no specific mitzvah. It's the prerequisite for all other mitzvahs. The Nesiva Shalom says, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. That explains the whole structure of Sefer Bereishis. That was part one. But part two, if we think about it, what have we just said? Our Bein Adam LaChaveiro has to be rooted in Har Sinai. Our Bein Adam LaChaveiro has to have a source of Bein Adam LaMakom. So there's the flip side. Bein Adam LaChaveiro is the prerequisite for Bein Adam LaMakom, yet the Bein Adam LaChaveiro divorced from our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a true Bein Adam LaChaveiro. As the Rabbi Tanura says, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is specifically there because our Bein Adam LaChaveiro has to be rooted in Bein Adam LaMakom. Yes, Bein Adam LaChaveiro is a prerequisite for Bein Adam LaMakom, but Bein Adam LaMakom is also, Bein Adam LaChaveiro has to be rooted in Bein Adam LaMakom. So if we put it together, really these are two halves of what a full and a complete Oved and Ovedes Hashem have to be. Focusing on our Bein Adam LaChaveiro as a prerequisite, and focusing on our Bein Adam LaMakom, because that's what's the base for our Bein Adam LaChaveiro. Rashi writes in Parshas Kisisa, the Pasuk says in Source 16, Vayitena Moshe Kechalo Sola Daberito, Moshe, when he got the Luchos, gave to Klal Yisrael, Bahar Sinai, Shnei Luchas, Ha'edus, Luchas, Evan, Ksuvim, Be'etzba Elokim. And Rashi quotes Chazal, already points out the word Luchos, is written Chaser, without a Vav, as if it says Luchas, one Luach. Rashi quotes on the last line of the page, Luchas Ksiv, Shahayu Shtehen Shavos. They're exactly equal. The first Luach, which is associated with Bein Adam LaMakom, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, not doing Avodah Zarah, not swearing, using God's name in vain, Shabbos, and even Kibbut Avaim, which we honor our parents, and that leads us to honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those Bein Adam LaMakom, Rashi says they're exactly equal to Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf, Lo Tigno, Lo Sane, and Lo Sachmod. The Luchos are Shavos. Bein Adam LaChaveiro, Bein Adam LaMakom have to work together. Bein Adam LaChaveiro is the prerequisite, but it also must be rooted in our Bein Adam LaMakom. The Pasuk writes at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, an amazing thought which we'll close with from Rav Huttner, at least close this section. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we have Kabbalas HaTorah take 2. The famous story of Kabbalas HaTorah is in Parshas Yisro. But if you look for Nasev and Ishma, you're not going to find it in Parshas Yisro. That's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, where Kabbalas HaTorah take 2 is written. And the Pesukim describe in Source 18, the Pesukim describe how Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, this Akanim stands from afar, Moshe goes into the darkness, into the cloud, he gets the Luchos, and then he goes back to the Am, and then he goes to Hashem, he says, Hashem, they said, well listen, that's where Nasev and Ishba is, only over here. And the Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk says, Vayishlach es na'arei b'nei Yisrael, Hashem says, sends the Na'arim, these meant the firstborns. The firstborns did the Avoda. This was pre-Maisa Egel, when the firstborns did the Avoda. Vaya'alu olos, vayizbechu zvachim shlamim, Hashem parim, b'nei Yisrael brought karbanos. Very next Pasuk, Pasuk Vav, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Hadam, Moshe takes half the blood of the karbanos, Vayasem ba'aganos, he puts it in bowls, Vachatzi Hadam Zarak al Mizbeach, half the dam he sprinkles on the altar, on the Mizbeach, Vayikach Sefer Abris, and he reads them, and they say Nasa Benishma, and then he takes the other half of the dam and sprinkles it on Bnei Yisrael. The Pasuk says, as we just read in Pasuk Vav, Moshe takes half the dam and sprinkles it on the Mizbeach, and half the dam and sprinkles it on the people. Rashi quotes on that, a very unknown Rashi. Again, I'm sorry, the Rashi given to you was Pasuk Zayin, but I'll read you. The Rashi in Pasuk Vav, it's not on your sheets, it's just one line. Rashi quotes the Gemedrash, Mi Chalako, Who split the dam? If you look in the Pesukim, it just says they brought sacrifices, and then the very next pasuk says Moshe took half the dam and sprinkled it, half on the Mizbeach and half on the people. Who split the dam, asked the Medrash. If you would have asked us, we would say, Moshe split the dam. What's the big deal? Split the dam. The Torah leaves it out to detail. What does Rashi say? Michalako ba malach v'chalako. An angel came down from heaven to split the dam. Asks Rav Huttner, what's the big deal? Why did a malach have to come down from Shemayim and split the dam for Moshe Rabbeinu? In the Beis HaMikdash, they split the dam all the time. Why did the malach have to come down? Michalako ba malach v'chalako, says Rav Huttner, lest anyone in history ever say that Ben Adam Lachaveiro, which is symbolized by the dam sprinkled on the people, or Ben Adam Lamakom, symbolized by the dam sprinkled on the Mizbeach, lest one say that one is more important than the other, and we have to focus on one and leave the other aside. Ba malach v'chalako. An angel came down and split it exactly, so no one could ever say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a little off. Moshe Rabbeinu had to drop more in one of the bowls. B'malach v'chilako. Ben Adam l'makum and Ben Adam l'chaveiro work exactly hand in hand. Ben Adam l'chaveiro is a prerequisite to Ben Adam l'makum. Yet our Ben Adam l'makum rooted in our Ben Adam l'makum. B'malach v'chilako. Look in Rav Huttner in the second paragraph in source 20. Nechonim anu achshav l'kvoa b'nefesh. As Ha'or HaGadol Hazeh, this message, Ki HaMitzvah Shebin Adam HaMakom VaHaMitzvah Shebin Adam HaChaveiro, the two halves of our Avodah, Einam Stam Chalakim O Shnei Mikzaos Kiklal Oseh Shal Torah. They're not just two separate parts. Ela Shehaamadas HaMitzvah Shebin Adam HaChaveiro Al Mishkal Echad in Mitzvah Shebin Adam HaMakom. They work together. They form one whole. And Rav Huttner ends off with the amazing line. When we think of Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen from Radin, the godless of Yisrael Meir was not that he penned and he authored the Mishnah Berurah. And his godless was not that he penned the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. But the godless of Yisrael Meir HaKohen was that the same author, the same pen, wrote the Mishnah Berurah, which goes into the nitty-gritty every halacha ben Adam LaMakom and Hilchos Shmiras HaLashon, which is every halacha ben Adam LaChaveiro. That's the godless of the Chafetz Chaim, that the same author wrote both. Ben Adam HaMakom and Ben Adam HaChaveiro. B'malach v'chilako. It's exactly equal. It works hand in hand. If this is what Pirkei Avos tells us, if this is the message that we're supposed to get from Pirkei Avos, maybe we can now answer the fourth question that we started off with, if you remember way back when. The fourth question was, why is it that when we have a minhag to learn Pirkei Avos, we have recite a Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba, every Jew has a Chelek in Olam Haba, and ask the Mefarshim, that's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, why is the minhag of Kol Yisrael to study that Mishnah before we start learning? Says the Medrash Shmuel, one of the great commentaries on Pirkei Avos, because of everything that we have just learned together, one might start learning Pirkei Avos and have Yeish, and give up. But a spark, look what he wants from me. It's so hard. It's so difficult. Ben Adam HaMakom, Ben Adam HaChaveiro, it's so hard. We go through life, we slip up so many times. There's so much to learn. There's so much to act. There's so much act of chesed that are available to us. We're not perfect. Before we have Yeish, before we give up, knowing the high standard, the high ideal of what Pirkei Avos is all about, we say, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. Just do your best. Everybody has a portion in the world to come. Every single Jew, if we go as far as we can, if we do as much as we can, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. As the Medrash Shmuel writes in the last source, V'or Dani Omer Tamachel Hazeh, another reason for this, Ki biyos shekol ha-musarim halalu nitnu l'moshe mi-sinai, v'ha-adam tzorach l'kaimam, we have to fulfill everything, v'yefshar shekshiyish ma-adam, when a person hears this, yichbar alav ol kovet ha-masa, the weight of the burden will be too heavy, v'ulai yisyayish min ha-rachamim, I'm going to give up, b'chashar shalai yiske l'chay olam haba, how could I do it? It's hard to be a good Jew, it's hard to focus on both areas, achikan komili da'avos, v'yira be'enav, it'll appear in his eyes, Kiafilu ma'at mizair mimili da'avos kashal kaimam la'adam. The kashikin kulam, even just greeting people with a smile, it's hard for us to do. Forget the whole Pirkei Avos. The yisya'i shalom, it's impossible. We start at Pirkei Avos saying, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek, the Olam Haba. Don't give up. Yes, it's a high ideal, but Chazal have faith in us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has faith in us. Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek Olam Haba. We started off by saying that it's only a few days to Kabbalah Satorah. We didn't say Shechianu at the beginning, but we're going to say Shechianu in a couple of days. We tried to glean some messages about what we're supposed to be analyzing during these couple of days by stating four questions at Pirkei Avos. Why is it learned in the summer months at this time of year? Why is it that this first Mishnah Pirkei Avos is where it is? Why is it that it's called Avos? And why is it we start with Kol Yisrael Leishon Chelak Olam Haba? The first half of the shiur we mentioned that Bin Adam Ramah, why is it at this time of year? Because at this time of year is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put it into the Bria, into the nature of these days, for us to be able to improve ourselves, for us to come closer to Him. We're going to get married to Him in a couple of days. We have our Shiva Nakiya and we put on white. And this is going from Machal Behema to Machal Adam. We're going from barley to wheat in these days as days of preparation. And we know what better way to prepare rather than by focusing on Bin Adam Machaveiro. That's a prerequisite for our ultimate experience in Bin Adam L'Makom, which is Shavuos. That's why Rav Chaim Vital says that's a prerequisite for all the mitzvahs. That's what Kol Sheruach Abriel So Nocheimenu, Ruach HaMakom Nocheimenu. That's the Nesiva Shalom that says that the entire Sefer Bereishis is about Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, Kina Taivin Kavod Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And yet, Rav Bartanura says the first mission in Pirkei Avos is there to teach us, as Bin Adam L'Chaveiro is a prerequisite for Bin Adam L'Makom, but Bin Adam L'Chaveiro also has to be rooted in Bin Adam L'Makom. Our ethics come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also why it's called Avos. Because these midos go back for generations and generations to Har Sinai. They work together. Luchas, Rashi says, Malamich and Shnehem Shavim. A Malach had to come down and split the dam, says Rav Huttner. Because Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and Ben Adam L'Makom work hand in hand on our two sides of the same coin. Unless we give up before we start, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. Just like to close with a thought I think was touched on by two other speakers, but it's from Rav Hirsch and it's worth repeating if it was mentioned. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hertz writes in Parshas Emor that if you do the math, a question that bothers many, Shavuos is not on the correct day. This year it works out exactly as it was in the year that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Yud Nisan was the real Shabbos HaGadol, that was on Shabbos. Klal Yisrael went out on a Wednesday night, Thursday was the first day of Pesach, as this year. And if you do the math, and the Gemara in Shabbos says that everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And if you do the math, Shabbos, 7 weeks later, works out to be the 51st day, and not the 50th day. The Magen Avraham and others are bothered. So why do we celebrate Shavuos the day early? Why do we celebrate Shavuos on the 50th day, not the 51st day? Says Rav Hirsch, our ultimate celebration on Shavuos is not about that we got the Torah, but that we were ready to get the Torah. That we did enough hachana, and we were at the level, and we merited getting the Torah. We celebrate the day before Kabbalah Satorah. We celebrate when we have prepared ourselves for 7 weeks, the 50th day, we're ready. That's cause for celebration. That, Rav Hirsch says, is why we celebrate the 50th and not the 51st. Let us all be zoche to have our personal and our communal Kabbalah Satorah in a few days from now, even a few hours, in Bin Adam L'Makom, in Bin Adam L'Chaveiro, and we should be zoche for a true Gilui Shchina, each on our own level.